The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. It is always hard to be the first person in your family to branch out and start something new that no one in your family had done before. Traditionally, children pick up the trade they see their parents practice. Doctors' children become doctors. Teachers' children become teachers. And politicians' children become politicians. That is the safe, well-worn path. And children have seen the example of how their parents walk that road. And parents can advise children on how to avoid the potholes in that road. But in Robert Frost's poem, The Road Not Taken, we read a very different sort of advice. The poet laureate writes, "Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference." You know, I still remember vividly the evening I told my parents I wanted to become a priest. And what a surprise and shock it was to them. That reaction would be expected in any family, I suppose. But it was compounded for an immigrant family like mine. Why? Well, my parents had made countless sacrifices to come to a new land flowing with milk and honey. And I basically said, "No thanks for the milk and honey." Today we celebrate the feast of St. Kateri Teka Kwitha, also known as Lily of the Mohawks, and the first Native American saint. She was born in 1656 to a family that belonged to the Mohawk tribe in northern New York, and therefore her family was not Christian. As a child, her family contracted smallpox, and everyone in her family died except her. She was adopted by an aunt and her family. When she turned 11 years old, Kateri met and was greatly influenced by French Jesuit missionaries who introduced her to the Catholic faith. And that is when Kateri also decided to start walking down the road less traveled. As a teenager, she decided to dedicate her life to Jesus, kind of like my decision to become a priest in high school. And she was strongly opposed by her adoptive family. They tried to force her to marry a handsome Mohawk man, but she adamantly refused, saying, "I can have no spouse but Jesus." In 1674, at the age of 18, she started studying the catechism with the tutoring of a Jesuit missionary. And on Easter Sunday, April 18th, 1676, 100 years before the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Kateri was baptized a Catholic and took as her patron saint, St. Catherine of Siena. Even after her baptism, Kateri wanted to forge ahead on this road less traveled by becoming a consecrated virgin. That would be essentially like becoming a nun or a sister, but not living in a community. She wrote, "I have deliberated enough. I have consecrated myself entirely to Jesus, Son of Mary. I have chosen him for husband, and he alone will take me for wife." Henceforth, she dedicated herself to prayer and penance for the conversion of her native people. Kateri did not walk that road less traveled very long, however. 4 years after her conversion to Christ and his church, she died. Around Holy Week of 1680, friends noticed Kateri's failing health. They called a French Jesuit priest to come and administer the last rites to her. And her last words before she passed were, "Jesus, Mary, I love you." And don't you know that Jesus and Mary were whispering from heaven, "Kateri, we love you." My friends, the Lord does not just call young Indian immigrant boys like me or Native American girls like Kateri to take the road less traveled. The Lord may also be calling you to question the values and priorities of the culture and society we swim in. Don't just assume that the voices of those around you on CNN or Fox News or the so-called influencers these days that so many people follow is the right road for you. Instead, listen to the voice of Jesus in the scriptures and the church speaking through the Pope and the bishop, and take the road less traveled. Let me share the first and the last stanza of Robert Frost's famous poem as a tribute to St. Kateri Tekakwitha. "Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry, I could not travel both, and be one traveler. Long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference." Praised be Jesus Christ.